Bear Podcast 353.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? Want instant gratification?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world. Delta Dawn, what's that flower? How was that?
That's good. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Mm-hmm. And this is episode 353. Aha, I got the number right now, Ray.
Well, that's about time.
Yes, that's right.
I know, after 350-something episodes, they all kind of blur together at times.
Yeah, just too many episodes. Yeah, we've been doing this for so long now. So welcome, everyone. This is a show where we talk to people. We talk to talk about bear events, bear personalities, and people who are in the GLBT. Whoever we talk about. And we also talk about ourselves and what we've been watching. And like this weekend, what did we do, Ray?
Well, let's see. What did I do this weekend? Nothing. No.
Yes, you did a lot.
I got to bartend at Coronation for Arisa's here in Houston. This weekend was at Coronation. And congratulations to Lillian Devereaux and
Woo-hoo!
Scott Dinkin for being the new Emperor and Empress of Arisa's here in Houston. But the Bears always have bartended for them for their after party, after coronation party. It gets a little wild and crazy, so we did that Saturday night. And at 3:30, I finally told them, 3:30 a.m., I finally told them, guys, I got to go home. I cannot stay awake any longer, and I still got a 20-minute drive to get home. So,
wow.
I left them there partying, so it's good. You know, it's pretty good. Drag queens can be fun at times, you know.
To watch, because they're sometimes entertaining. They are. They're entertaining. Yeah. So what else? Actually, we had some fun. Was it Saturday?
No, it was Sunday. Sunday.
It was Sunday. Sunday. Actually, before we go on, Mike surprised me this weekend. My partner from New Orleans, he drove in, and he surprised me Friday night, and we ended up staying most of our time here in the house, and
in the house naked in bed.
Well, I wish. No, yeah, we were. Yeah, we're always naked in bed. Always. She'll always do that. Yeah, it's always fun to have Mike in the house, and we just veg, whatever you call it. Yeah, but we just stayed in. And yesterday, actually Sunday, we're recording this on a Monday, and yesterday Sunday, I attended my first Chub and Bear Chaser meeting. It's a Chub. It is the CBC. It's the Houston.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. It's actually the Chaser meeting that they wanted to do, and it's pretty much like an HAB meeting, only with chasers.
Sweet.
Yes. So we were at the Hollywood. We were discussing things, and it's really, you know, it's the pains of starting a new group. I understand, and we're just learning, and it's good. It's good that these guys are looking forward to more activities as a group.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when we got together, Ray. We watched The Green Hornet. Yes. So The Green Hornet, what do you think, Ray?
I thought it was incredible.
I liked it a lot. I enjoyed it a lot, and
it was very funny. I was, you know, I remember watching The Green Hornet back in the day when they used to do the reruns and I was a kid. And I know they've run some stuff since then. I think they were doing a Green Hornet marathon on Sci-Fi or somewhere this couple weekends ago. But it was nice to go. But, you know, I've seen some of them, but it was nice to watch it. It's like they didn't really screw this up. It was still cool. It still stood on its own. It was funny as hell. Mm-hmm. They didn't, like, just make it all stupid.
Yeah. It's not like Land of the Lost stupid. So
yeah, not Land of the Lost.
It's awesome having Seth Rogen and You can have Jay Chou. You can have Jay Chou.
I am all about Jay. I've had a couple Asians tell me they think Jay Chou is hot.
Really? Okay. So yes. you can have him. I'll have Seth Rogen. I get the bear. You get the chaser. So yeah, is he the same guy in Star Trek or Flash?
No. Jay Chou is not him. That was him. Margaret Cho's brother. I can't remember what his name is.
The one who played Harold.
From Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, I know
Jay
that.
Chow, I think this is his only U.S. movie he's ever made, or American-made movie. All the rest of them are Asian-made. He's also a composer, because he composed one of the songs for Green Hornet, and he did for some of the other movies he starred in. He composed some scripts and stuff. He's also written and directed his own movie. Mm-hmm. So
impressive.
Very impressive. He's very hot.
Yeah. So it
could be my Kato anytime.
My Kato anytime. I'm excited to watch. I'll probably get this on Blu-ray in the future. Yeah. It's pretty good. So yeah, highly recommendable if you guys get the chance to go to the movies. It's really a good popcorn movie. So you guys can sit down and watch the action. The action's pretty good. And the toys and the gadgets are pretty cool. Okay, so other than that, what else happened? That's pretty much it. And just an update. I will be at TBRU. I'll be there on the 17th, March 17th. I registered already. And if you guys have know anyone who wants to share a room, let me know. Just email me, nard@bearpodcast.com. All right, so guys, we have a special interview for you guys. It's actually Jason Machant who joined us to talk about Scruff. He's the chief product officer of Scruff, and
he's the CP3. I mean the CPO.
C3PO. CPO. CPO. So he was in the show, and it's great to have him in the show. Although, honestly, we had some technical difficulties again, just like last week. And we're going to try to solve that problem, but I hope it's not too bad how the audio came out. So here is the interview with Jason. Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us today is the Chief Product Officer of Scruff, Jason Marchant. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks, guys. How are you doing?
Good, great. And you are right now, where are you located right now?
I'm currently in Santa Rosa, California, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area, about an hour north of the city.
I see, okay. And that's where Scruff lives right now, too, right? Around the Bay Area.
Well, not in Santa Rosa. One of the founders, Eric, is actually from Petaluma, which is the town right next to me to the south. Scruff is pretty much based wherever Johnny, Eric, and I are. So it's sort of, I don't know, maybe it's some middle point in the country like Nebraska, if you want to take an average of all our locations.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys you guys keep reminding me of something like Facebook. You know, they have to move to another city because you're getting big and everything. Yeah. So right now, how many do you have now? How many Scruff users do you have now?
So I believe it was a week ago we reached our 200,000th user, and we're growing at a rate of roughly 1,000 users per day. And that's just factoring in the iPhone app. That doesn't factor in users that we have on the Android beta.
Oh, that's right, the Android beta. Okay, you know, I just can't wait to get this on the iPad too. Is it available already on iPad? It is, right?
Yes. So we launch iPhone and iPad apps concurrently. In fact, effectively, it's pretty much the same code. Then it's not even really a different app. It's just I think it pretty much detects what device you're using, and if it sees I'm an iPad, then you know it draws screens bigger and sort of displays pictures larger than it would on an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can't wait for the iPad too, coming in a couple of months. And I guess you're going to factor in the higher resolution that's rumored that's going to have, right?
The second generation iPads.
Yeah.
So we will factor in if they're operating at a higher resolution, then certainly account for it in terms of the quality of pictures. And I'm personally looking forward to the iPad 2 coming out because I decided to wait until version 2 came out before I bought one myself.
See, Ray, this is what I'm saying. Always get the second generation. That's always my philosophy. And if I'm gonna spend something, I don't like getting the first. I don't want to be an I personally don't want to be an early adopter because, you know, there are lots of kinks that they need to always fix. So,
well, minor
second generation is good. It's a good philosophy, and that's what I did with my iPhone, and what I'm gonna do with the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Well, Maynard, even if we have to wait on iPad 2 with the high resolution supposed screen, they still won't show the naughty bits on any iPhone product.
That's right. You still have that.
Of course, all you're going to see is just like the rest of them, you know, chest pics. And that's
chest pics.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, we have to abide by Apple's content restrictions, or they could yank us from the market, which would be very bad. Fortunately, we're at 200K members, we haven't had even a single complaint from Apple, so we're pretty happy about that and somewhat relieved. Until Apple changes, or rethinks their policy, we're sort of married to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they come up with Apple Adult.
Yeah. I wouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, I'm not. Listen, so. I'm not.
We can hope.
Yeah. You can.
I'm still waiting on Flash. No, just kidding.
That's an ongoing battle, which I don't see any resolution to that one either.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
Jason, with all the new users and stuff, what's the demographics now? Do you have any idea like where people are joining up? Do you have like a major demographic here in the U.S. or is it switching to China or France or England or the
so,
European?
I don't think we've run a sort of a detailed like mining of our subscriber data. The data's there to examine, but we've been focused on other sort of more mission critical stuff over the last couple months. But I'd just say anecdotally, we're biggest in the United States, and we also have very large followings in the UK and in Australia as well. Those would be the three that come to my mind first.
I know China's got to be in there. As many Asians that are in, well, the Asian part of the world.
Oh yeah.
So I see. I haven't seen many emails from China, but I've seen quite a few from Korea, like member support requests. So I know we have a fairly sizable presence in Korea. But in terms of what's come across my desk, we haven't seen much from China yet. Mm-hmm.
So what else is new? What else is new with the script right now?
Well, I guess a number of things. First of all, we've been working really hard. So if you've been sort of paying attention to our client releases, you probably haven't seen very much in the way of sort of new functionality or polished UI or changes along those lines. That's largely because we've been focused on sort of the back end of Scruff, working on moving away from Google and onto Amazon in terms of a hosting service, and the end result that our members will see is increased performance and reliability with chat and notifications. We're really happy that we're with our progress in that regard, and we're at a point right now where we can start focusing back on releasing new versions of the clients.
And
in addition to that, we're going to be we've had our Android beta going for a few months now, and we're really excited to announce that we'll have an Android version on the market. And anyone who goes to the Droid Marketplace can then find Scruff similar to how people can currently find Scruff on the iPhone App Store. We're going to be looking at having that available within the next 2 weeks.
Oh really? That fast? Okay, that's awesome. You know what? Android is really getting big right now. Obviously, and it's really getting big. And now, actually, I myself, I have an Android tablet, and I'm trying to incorporate into my life because I also have an iPhone. It's just that I'm trying out this these cheap Android machines, but
sure.
But the phones now are really awesome, and God, there's some that are running at 1 gigahertz. More than 1 gigahertz.
Yeah,
dual core phones. These are awesome phones now that are coming out, and you guys are now on the Android.
Yeah. Yep. We started the beta, I think, in October, and we went. That was a closed beta for about a month and a half, and then we went into open beta, which is basically, you know, you can download a file from our website and install it. We prefer that you be sort of more experienced and familiar with the beta testing process, because you know we really need your feedback and your help to make Scruff ready for prime time on the Android. And so we've been in that state, open beta, for I think about it'll be about 2 months now. And then once we go live, it'll be available on the market, and we expect our numbers to grow pretty rapidly for a while after.
I'm guessing it's going to be even more than double, probably triple maybe, because Android is really big right now.
Mm-hmm. We'd love that. I mean,
our
numbers make us very, very happy. But we're taking it day by day. We do think that, you know, it being at 5,000 now, that we're going to see a really, really nice jump. And I guess the important thing is that we're prepared for that from like a server scaling standpoint. You know, we're ready for the new members when they join, and we hope that, you know, the folks on Android have as positive an experience as a lot of our iPhone members report.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So about the mobile app,
sure.
It's still free, right? It's always going to be free.
Yes.
Or will you have a subscription model? What's going to be happening in the future?
So we will always have a free version, and we'll always have free versions for Android and for iPhone. I would presume that we will always have a free version if we go into any other platforms, which we're not currently thinking about right now, but you never can tell. But sort of our model is that we'll have a free version, and then we're in the planning stages of a subscription version, which will have a number of improvements and features that people have been requesting a great deal, and hopefully, you know, we'll get as many people interested in those features to get our subscription version. I think that's probably going to be out within 3 to 4 months.
Oh, really? Wow, everything's really happening this 2011, huh? All right.
Yeah, 2011 is going to be a very, very big year for us. our Android version is going to go live, and we're going to have at least one tier of subscription version. We're still, you know, like I said, we're still in the planning stages, so we may have multiple tiers with different, you know, levels of features on each tier. So there's certainly a lot of decisions still to be made in that regard, but this is the big year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm really looking forward to it. More updates, especially in the Android, because I personally want to play around with an Android device, and that'd be great to probably help you guys if ever. It's available right now on the website, right? The beta version, so for people to test, right? Okay.
Yep. You have to make a settings change on your Android phone to allow. It's called allow programs from unknown, quote unquote, unknown sources. Which is just a security setting, which means you can download apps from a source other than like an approved, you know, Droid market. So that allows developers like us to release our apps in open beta so people can test them out and let us know how things work.
I see. Okay. That'd be great. That's great help. I mean, for people who are there who just wanted to try it out, not necessarily in the Android market, it's going to be available on your website for download for beta testing. Okay, so that's scruffapp.com, right?
Yep, it's www.scruffapp.com, and for the Droid version, it's scruffapp.com/droid.
This Droid, okay. Okay, I'm really happy that you guys are doing this app, and you guys are doing. Now you're getting people together, especially, and I've heard some love stories also, right, Ray? I got some messages before love stories about people meeting in Scruff, and now they've met their love of their life. Yeah, so right now it's very social.
Or the hookup of the night, whichever works out.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Yeah, right
well, now. I mean, we at Scruff, you know, we create opportunities, and people sort of we have, you know, people do whatever with those opportunities that they see fit.
So tell us about the Scruff parties. Have you been to any Scruff parties before?
So I've been to several. We, particularly the ones in San Francisco, we partner with the folks who do Lazy Bear, Castro Bear and Company, and they put on a monthly Sunday Scruffy Sunday at the 440 in the Castro.
Sunday. That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of an extension of their Sunday event, Sunday Furry Sunday, which they've had for a number of years.
Ah, okay.
It's been very successful. So. For the last 3 months, I think we're going for our fourth month. They have Sunday Scruffy Sunday, and it's doing very well. And all the bartenders, you know, really enjoy it, which I guess means they make very good tips. And the crowd's really impressive for a Sunday night in the Castro.
Mm-hmm. So let me see. How do these scruff parties work? I mean, do I show the Scruff app and I get in for free? Is that how it goes?
So there's a number of ways that we work with either bar managers, bar owners, or event producers to conduct Scruff Party. Typically, there'll be some sort of benefit, like to for our Scruff members, like you'll have a discount on the door charge or drink specials, you know, to show your Scruff app to the bartender and get $2 off of well drinks or. You know, they have a special on a drink. They'll apply it to the Scruff members, and it really varies from event to event and from bar to bar based on how much flexibility the event producer or the bar manager has to changing like door prices and drink prices.
Okay. Wow! So Ray, just get ready with your iPhone app next time when we go to a Scruff party. So.
They haven't had one here.
They had one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they haven't had one in Houston yet.
No, not yet, no.
So we're certainly in the last few months, or in the last month or two, we've been sort of, our heads have really been to the grindstone working on back-end stuff. So we've, mm-hmm. in terms of new events, we've probably gone through a bit of a quiet phase.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've gotten a lot of the work that we wanted to finish done, in addition to focusing more on, you know, coming out with new versions of the client, we're going to also work on additional sort of partnerships and Scruff events, and hopefully one of those locations will be Houston.
Yes.
Well, cool. Let us know.
Let us know, and we'll definitely attend the Scruff party here in Houston. Well,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, so, if you know, bar managers or owners or event producers in the Houston area, have them contact us.
Yes, maybe we should go to Tony's kind of pocket, right?
Yeah.
We can do that with Tony's, right, Ray?
Yep.
That'd be
interesting. I'll get Al or somebody to contact him. Maybe we can do something with the Bear Group.
Yep, that's true. All right, so Jason, well, I really appreciate you joining us on the show. It's awesome to hear from you and all about Scruff and the latest in the Scruff world.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Yes, and anything else, Ray?
Nope.
That's it? Okay, so everybody out there listening, just check out scruffapp.com, and we'll put the links on the website. And again, thank you again, Jason.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
All right, so that's the... update on Scruff, and if you guys are iPhone users, or now if you want to do the beta testing for Scruff on Android, you can go to scruffapp.com. You have links there, and they do call it Droid though. It's more like Android, more on the Android, and I haven't even seen any other application like this on the Android. Everything I've seen are always on the iPhone side. So Ray,
yes.
you have Scruff on yours. Do you get a lot of hits? I get a lot of messages from Dave. Hi Dave, shout out Dave. And and some people from Australia.
Yeah. I saw the peeps all over the U.S. I can't find any cool hot peeps here in Houston, so I'll tell you though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I get help by chasers all over the world, and I was like, damn it, why can't we come up with teleportation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a long, long way from now. Anyway, okay, so guys, check it out. Go to Scruff is available on the App Store on your iPhone, or like Jason said, it's going to be in the Android market very soon after a few testing and some updates that they have to do right now. So good luck to Scruff, and always good to have the Johnny or Jason in the show. Okay, so on with your topics, Ray. What do we have here? Did I lose Ray? Hello?
I guess you did, sorry.
I think you pressed your mute button.
No, I scratched this out of my head, and I must have hit my off button when I did.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Anyway, Andrew Garfield is Spider-Man.
Yep, I've seen the pictures. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's see what they got to say here. This is coming off of Fandango, so you can go check this out at Fandango. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, check out the official image of Andrew Garfield as your new Spider-Man. It's an interesting image for the first image, seeing it as dark and brooding with what the nighttime background and scratches on Spidey's face. He's definitely not happy about something, and whatever it is he just fought probably got the best of him. The big obvious difference between this version and Tobey Maguire's version are, well, the lack of muscles. He's kind of a skinny guy, but Peter Parker was kind of skinny and scrawny.
Yeah, he's scrawny. Yeah, he's not that muscle bound.
And the Spidey suit's changed a little bit. It's a little different looking. So we'll see how that goes. This might be one of the test suits until he gets the final version. But it looks like it's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to see, since they're so fresh with the other Spider-Man in the last, like, I guess, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and then resetting it that close and starting all over again with another Spider-Man. So.
Do you think it's going to be a real reboot? I always think that it's just a different story.
I think it's going to be... Well, I think they're going to change it. I don't know where they're taking this, where they're picking up. But it's supposed to be out July 3rd on 2012, so we'll see. In 3D.
Oh, it's going to be in 3D. Of course. Every
and they call
has
it Spider-Man 4, so maybe they are going to keep going on with the series.
Yeah. It's just not Tobey Maguire, which is good. Okay.
So, we got some other casting stuff going on. The Dark Knight Rises, which is the new Batman movie. They got some people auditioning for that. Apparently, we're going to have female villains in that. One's going to be a love interest, and one's going to be a villain in Dark Knight Rises. So, the villainess, they're thinking that it's Talia al Ghul, daughter of Ra's al Ghul, the villain from Batman Begins, who was played by Liam Neeson. I think that's how you say the name.
Neeson, yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Talia al Ghul.
Al Ghul.
Is the character she'll be playing. The love interest is still unknown, but they think it might be bringing back Vicki Vale, who was...
Vicki Vale, the reporter?
Yeah, who was played by Kim Basinger in Tim Burton's film.
Okay.
So, and there's got, you know, a list of women who's auditioning.
Chris, it's still Christian Bale, though, right?
I think so. I think they're going to stay with him for at least this movie.
Yeah.
So.
Did you see him at the Golden Globe Awards last night?
I watched some of it, and then I was just kind of tired, and I just cut it off.
He looked like Jesus Christ. He's growing that hair. I don't know why.
Well, you know, you lost all that weight for that Mark Wahlberg movie and got all scrawny and skinny again, like you did for The Mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to hold it. Things you have to do for a movie, right? So, so you watch some of it, and oh my God. Glee won some awards, right?
I know Jane Lynch. I think I saw it.
Jane Lynch won an award.
Jane Lynch won, and then that's why I cut it off. And I was only watching it for like maybe 10 or 15 minutes. So.
Chris Colfer won also. Actually, I was rooting for... There's lots of gay, characters who got nominated. And Chris Colfer won, of course. And Eric Stone Street, oh my God, one of my idols, yeah. The bear, the big bear from Modern Family, he was also nominated. So is, what's his name? Terry Ferguson? I forgot his last name, but Terry Tyler?
I can't remember.
And the one who plays Mitchell. He's I think he was also nominated. And oh well, not much won. I don't think Modern Family won any. I haven't read the whole thing yet, but and The Social Network won, so
yeah, it was the big winner on the movie side.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with the Oscars. So,
What do you think? Is it really worth? I mean, do they really deserve it? Social Network?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's one of the few movies that's been out. They've been part. Everybody's kind of went to see it, except for me. So
you might want to watch it. It's kind of inspired me to become more of a geek. I'm already kind of a geek, but I want to be more geeky. I want to be more, because this guy is a geek and he became a billionaire
at 26.
At 26 years old, you know. And we're getting old, Ray, and wish we could.
And we're still broke.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, okay, so that's the pretty much our movie talk and TV talk, I guess. And Golden Globes. Let's look forward for the Oscars.
Yeah. So right. Maynard.
Okay.
Did you get an all a tizzy this week?
About what?
Did your zodiac sign change?
Yes, I heard. I heard about this, and I think it's bull. I read about it, and I don't know. Is this from Minnesota? Is this a
here's the story. And if y'all haven't heard this, you know, you got a group of people saying that the zodiac sign it should have 13 signs in it, like it used to, and you know, there's whole different things. But this is what I read. That thanks to the Earth movement, your astrological sign may have changed. The zodiac has been rearranged. A sign has been added to the list of the 12 astrological signs that we've been used to. And this is stated by the Christian Science Monitor. And I knew I was going to screw this up, and I actually looked at how to pronounce this word.
Ophiuchus?
Ophiuchus. The star sign. There's a star sign from the ancient formation of the ancient Babylonians discarded because they wanted 12 star signs, not 13. And this is the signal for this is the snake. It's actually a healing, like the medical snake thing.
Yeah.
The sign for the symbol for that is like that because they're considered healers.
Mm.
So for those whose birthdays fall between November the 29th and December the 17th are now how do you say it, Maynard?
Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus, if that's saying it right. And I looked it up, that's right, Ophiuchus. I actually do have it up here. It's called the snake holder, the healer. Now, all that said, that makes me going from a Taurus to an Aries by one day.
And me from a Capricorn to a Sagittarius. So,
Your Sagittarius was the same, wasn't it?
I don't know, but it looks
because you're born on the 1st and Sagittarius kicks in on December 17th.
Yeah, up to January 20th. So Capricorn is December 22nd something up to January 22nd something like that. Wow. So that's and now because of this movement of whatever, I'm now a Sagittarius.
Yeah. So now, with all that said and done. Need to rephrase. If you consider yourself a Cancer under the tropical zodiac last week, you're still a Cancer under the same zodiac this week. This is because the tropical zodiac, which is fixed to seasons and which Western astrology adheres to, differs from the sidereal zodiac, which is fixed to constellations and is followed more in the east, and is the type of zodiac to which the Star Tribune article ultimately refers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two zodiacs, which is nothing new. I mean, there's probably like 10 of them actually. Mm-hmm.
I thought there were 12. There are 12 of them. There's that additional one.
Well, yeah, but there's like multiple zodiacs.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's like some that have different signs and different things. So it all depends. The one that they were talking about on this one actually applies more to Eastern culture than Western culture, because we deal with the tropical zodiac, which adheres to seasons. So.
Okay.
And this all started from the Sunday Star Tribune article, which said the following: the ancient Babylonians based zodiac signs on the constellation the sun was in on the day the person was born. During their ensuing millenniums, the moon's gravitational pull has made Earth wobble around its axis, creating about a 1 month bump in the star's alignments. So they had to fill. So the eastern zodiac had to fill that space with something.
Ah, okay.
So if you're still, so you know, it's all depending on which one you're from. But I think nothing really changed here in the U.S. So
not to me. I'm still a Capricorn.
I'm still a hard-headed Taurus.
That's right. Gosh. They're just overthinking it, I guess.
But, I guess so.
Yeah. All right, so what else do we have here? We have, we have Bear Watch.
We have Bear Watch. Bear Watch registration is open. Go register. It's $85 right now, folks. It ain't going to get cheaper. So the price is only going to go up the closer you get. Mm-hmm. The $85 price is good until January 31st. It covers your admission into the run, five meals, the toga party on Friday night, the pool foam party on Saturday night, the beach party on Saturday during the day. So it's good for the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of
so go register. You can go to www.bearwatch.net to register.
That's right. It's in March? May.
If it's March, I'd have a heart attack right now.
Yeah.
May 20th through the 22nd.
That's right.
In Galveston, Texas.
Galveston, Texas. So, yeah, bearwatch.net. Register now if you guys want to come to Texas. Yeah, it'd be great. Okay, let's go on with our feature for today. Woof, what a bear. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Who's our Woof, what a bear this weekend?
Woof, what a bear. Comes from Scruff this week. His name is Pocket Bear. His stats are, he's 37 years old, he's 5'11", and he weighs 220 pounds. He lives in Alberta, Canada.
Ooh, it's a Canadian.
The Canadian Bear. Where he is a high-end video audio consultant, studio composer, producer, DJ, and does gay circuit parties.
Gay.
Yeah. He is a massive music audio nut. His life revolves around sound and people's nature's expression of music. He is a loving soon-to-be husbear and two kids, age 5 and 7.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Okay.
Family is very important to him, and friends are the family that you choose. Generally, he's a good-natured guy that will listen and be there for his family and friends. He's also keeping it real. Mm-hmm. You can find him on Scruff as Pocket Bear or at pocketbear-denden.com.
Yeah, pocketbearden.com.
Yeah, so, and that's all his promotional DJ stuff and the events that he promotes and stuff on there, too. So check him out there.
From Alberta, Canada. Nice. It's not often that you hear anything about Alberta. It's usually Toronto or Vancouver or Montreal or Quebec or places that I hear about. But Alberta? Oh, yeah. So that's Pocket Bear. Okay. Nothing geeky right now except that, like I said, I want Scruff on an Android device. And I'm looking forward to what Jason Marchant mentioned about the Scruff being on the Android. You know, Ray, what if we go to a Scruff party and the only device, we don't have an iPhone, but we do have an iPad, and then you run Scruff on it. So you bring your iPad and show it to the bouncer that you have the Scruff app so you could go in. Don't you think that's a pretty big calling card? It's a big card to bring. Not a good idea. Just bring your cell phone anyway. Yeah, so yeah, looking forward to more updates on Scruff. So we should thank right now all the Scruff listeners right now. Oh, Scruff visitors right now who are listening to us right now. Hope there's a lot of you right now. And Ray, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello? Ray? Did I lose you?
No.
Oh, okay. I was talking there. I couldn't hear you.
Mm-hmm. I was being quiet. I was letting you get it all out.
Yeah, because I'm geeking out. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that's it for now. I guess it's... Martin Luther... Ray, today is Martin Luther King's Day.
That's right.
You said last week. You were greeting everyone.
Well, no,
last
week I said by the time we record next week's show, it'll already be coming past. That's why I was wishing everybody happy Martin Luther King birthday.
Okay, so happy.
Obviously, you didn't need to listen back to that episode.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, happy Martin Luther King's Day, everyone. And I hope you guys enjoyed this show. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call us
at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us. Leave us your voicemails. We'll play them on the air.
Yep. And subscribe via iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.